We have Brendan on the line here from the Irish Riders Centre.
Hi Morgan, how's it going?
Brendan, how are you doing? Good to talk to you again. Thanks for taking the call. Brendan, you're the manager of the Irish Riders Centre, am I right?
That's right, yeah.
Where are you located for people who don't know?
We're on the top of Parnell Square, just beside the Hugh Lane Gallery, so number 19 Parnell Square.
Right beside Hugh Lane, yeah, it's a great place as well. And how long
have you... Yeah, we're dead in the centre of the city, pretty much.
How long have you been there, in that premises?
Well, the doors have been open since 1991, but the centre, the idea for the centre was kind of put in motion by a writer, Jack Hart, and he got the idea kind of going in 1987 and got a lump of money from lottery funds after kind of a hard slog, applications. And yes, it opened in 1991, so it's been the space has been here. It's a beautiful Georgian building. I'd recommend anyone to come up and have a look. And so we're open to writers to use the space essentially as a hot desk if they're members, or to come in for various events in the evenings, at weekends. And then we've got a kind of a range of courses in every kind of creative writing, kind of from travel writing, biography, memoir, fiction, short stories, poetry. So we try and cover it all and get some really top writers in to deliver those courses too.
Yeah, so can you just go through some of those functions again? So you actually open as a space where people can come in and just have a cup of tea and a place to write.
Yeah, it's kind of out of the house. It's a cheap alternative to getting an office or trying to build a cabin out your back garden.
Yeah.
So we've got these beautiful classrooms up on the second and third floor. Beautiful view down over the Liffey and beyond. And so our members can just come in. It's only €50 a year. Can come in and use the space Monday to Friday and right away in peace and quiet get Wi-Fi access and grab a tea or a coffee from us downstairs. But we also kind of, those rooms also cater for writing groups. We've got about 14 or 15 groups in the centre, operating out of the centre at the moment.
And
they meet weekly or bi-weekly or monthly. So it's kind of a good space for them to meet up. And then the courses, Monday to Thursday evenings, most weeks in the year.
Who would be the coordinators of these groups? I mean, are they operated within the centre? Is someone liaising?
Well, we have our own group that runs on a Saturday at 1:30 called Inkslingers. But for the most part, they're kind of self-managed groups. So they'd be kind of go-getters like Vanessa, who you had on earlier, who just decided what's out there at the moment isn't working for me, and she kind of set up something that suited herself, but also suited other writers. So I think Dublin is great for that, Ireland generally, for people just, if something isn't working for them, they'll set up their own thing, and that's kind of why we've got such a bustling literature scene at the moment, particularly in kind of like evening events that are going on, various Taking the Mic events, and here at the centre we've got our own Taking the Mic the last Friday of every month, but also we have Milk and Cookie Stories, like short story
storytelling.
That's monthly as well. But all across the city, we do a lot of work here, and we're open most evenings during the week. But
you
don't have to look too far or too hard to find kind of
an event involving
reading, writing, or literature.
Would you be booked out during the week? Rooms taken up with
at the moment? Yeah, kind of busiest time of the year. So we've got courses going on in every classroom, and then we'd have kind of for the next couple of months either 3, 4, or 5 events in the centre, one per evening each week. So it's bustling. I suppose we're coming up to Christmas, so a lot of people launching books, and we rent the space out to people who would be kind of initiating their own events, but certainly we program our own events, and then we've got events in various festivals as well. So either we go to them with an idea, or they come to us with an idea for how to use the space. So particularly this year, we've been kind of reaching out to a lot of different festivals and groups to see how we can work with them. Our director, Valerie Bastani, has been fantastic in kind of acting as an ambassador for the centre and reaching out and kind of involving Dublin Book Festival, the Writers Festival, local festivals, the theatre festival. So there really is a lot happening.
Yeah, so you're really at the centre of a lot of those events. The Dublin Book Festival, that's coming up. Is that 2 weeks away? Is it?
That's right. Yeah, yeah. We're just a couple of weekends away now.
Looking forward to that one. Yeah,
an event kind of around historical writing, and also another in our series of songbook, which is musicians discussing the craft of writing. So it's a new area for us.
Wow. Yeah.
But it's had a lot of interest, and it gets people into the centre who maybe wouldn't have been here before. And it's a great environment. It's a great space for musicians as well.
Brilliant. Yeah, and you just mentioned music there. I mean, in terms of different art forms, photography, music, film, I mean, do you cater for those guys at all, or is it purely literature?
Well, I think kind of writing reaches into so many art forms. So
yeah.
Even in the courses we do, we run events in kind of TV and script writing. We had an event in the theatre festival to kind of just explain the opportunities for writers and get them in touch with various different theatres and how to submit a script, where to submit a script, kind of how to approach the different people involved. I suppose with the visual arts, not so much, although we do have an incredibly beautiful collection of paintings donated to us by Frank Buckley when the centre was open. So
I suppose it helps that you're next door to the Hugh Lane as well, yeah.
Yeah, we're just next door, so you get a few kind of visitors knocking on our doors too.
And
we're kind of sandwiched between that and the Dublin Writers Museum. So it's kind of, culturally, it's an incredible space.
And the gate's not too far away there, yeah.
The James Joyce Centre just around the corner. So it's maybe not a space that, or not an area of town that people would kind of associate with so many kind of cultural...
Yeah, quite a hub. Quite a hub, absolutely.
It really is, a great cultural quarter.
And could you just, I mean, what's the easiest way of getting involved? I mean, a young person or maybe an older, anyone really who wants to write or who already does write but is afraid to come in and bear themselves, I suppose.
To some of the events. Yeah. I mean, the open mic is a great event. It's the last Friday of every month. And you get a sense of other writers who've been at it for a while or some people just starting out and testing the water. You don't have to perform. You can just come and listen. But it's a great great platform to kind of meet other writers in the same position as yourself. We've got beginners creative writing courses that run around the year. Or you can just come in, drop in and ask us to have a chat and kind of tell us what you're writing about or what you're interested in writing about or how you'd like to get involved. I suppose people just have to kind of put themselves out there a bit. It is a tricky thing because writing is quite it's a personal thing. It's something when you get down to it, you're by yourself in the bedroom or the office or the writer's centre, if you so wish. But eventually comes the time where you want to ask someone, what do you think of this? Or now it's not a service we provide. We don't give people opinions on their writing, but there definitely are platforms and places to do that. A workshop is a fantastic space, kind of environment to do that in, where you feedback another writer's works and you get positive. It's not like they're not going to tell you you're a genius, but they're going to give you constructive criticism, and you'll have that the kind of professional overview of the facilitator, who is a stalwart writer, with pedigree. So you can kind of trust their opinion, and they'll be sensitive enough around your work. They'll know that you're kind of there for the first time.
No better place really to get writing than the Irish Writers Centre. Yeah.
Absolutely.
I
feel like I'm pushing our own space, but there are so many other spaces around Dublin. And Resource Writing.ie is fantastic. I'd recommend anyone to go on that website as well as our own writercentre.ie.
Absolutely.
But between the two there's just so much out there. So all you have to do is put in a little effort to look and have a conversation with someone. And yeah.
Well, thanks very much for coming on, Brendan. I'm just conscious of time here, but it was great to talk to you.
And you too, Morgan. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, I'd love to have you on again if you're around, but otherwise we will continue to advertise your events and your organisation, because I think you guys are doing a great job in there in Dublin City.
Thanks very much.
Yeah, but thanks very much.
All right, take care, Morgan.
See you, Brendan. Bye-bye.
Bye.